From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brown.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Cuba without Fidel in charge. We've got an interview with an American writer who was in Havana and police custody just weeks ago. Changes to come. That's ahead.
And in other foreign news, American foreign policy in Pakistan is about to change now that President Pervez Musharraf is no longer the most powerful man in that country. His party lost big in yesterday's parliamentary elections. It is unclear whether he will step down. What is clear is that the U.S. will have to find another strategic partner in Pakistan to fight the war on terror. Joining us now is John Wolfstahl. He's senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies and also an expert on nuclear weapons. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Do you think the vote is a blow to the White House, which had, after all, staunchly supported President Musharraf?
Well, I'm sure the White House will portray this as a victory for its strategy. It has backed free and open elections, and clearly an election in Pakistan that doesn't support Musharraf has to be considered at least more free and more open than we might have expected. But I think it is a blow to the U.S. strategy in Pakistan. All of our eggs had basically been in the Musharraf basket, and now that he's been weakened politically, there's a real question mark as to what comes next.
Well, what comes next, at least in the short term, is an attempt to form a coalition by the party of Benazir Bhutto, the PPP, and former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's party. Bhutto was seen as an American ally. Sharif, though, critical of Musharraf's coziness with the United States. So what does that signal in terms of where the U.S. stands in Pakistan?
The United States is hugely unpopular in Pakistan for a number of reasons, not the least of which is that we've been backing Musharraf. So I think to a certain extent, the vote against him has to be seen as a vote against us. Whether or not the coalition government in parliament will have a real impact on the government remains to be seen. Musharraf is still incredibly important. He is incredibly powerful. It's his man who's now the Army Chief of Staff who runs that country. And so we're more likely to see a divided Pakistan where Musharraf and the military continue to be our ally, but politically a Pakistan that's divided and one where the United States may not have the influence that it once did.
And what does this mean for the war on terror, for the growing threat from the Taliban and from al-Qaeda in Pakistan?
The United States has been increasingly frustrated with Musharraf in terms of his support for our strategy on the war on terrorism. Musharraf has not been willing to give the United States the free hand it wants in the tribal areas. It has not been willing or able itself to go after al-Qaeda units or Taliban units that are hiding in the tribal areas on the Afghani border. So it's unclear what the United States does here. It's unlikely that the new parliament is going to give the United States a freer hand. And I think what we're increasingly going to see is the United States basically trying to bypass the central government. There's a report in the newspaper this morning that the recent missile attack by U.S. forces was something that was not tipped off to Pakistani forces in advance, that we're tired of having our requests for assistance turned down, and we're simply going after those people we think are a threat. That, I think, is incredibly destabilizing, and it forces the government to move increasingly away from the United States, and it's going to make it much harder for us to develop a more stable relationship with Pakistani political leadership moving forward.
You're an expert on nuclear weapons, and Pakistan is a nuclear state. And Nawaz Sharif's wife was quoted on the campaign trail as saying her husband would like to bring back A.Q. Khan. He is the rogue nuclear scientist who gave Pakistan the bomb and then sold the secrets, nuclear secrets, to North Korea and Libya. He's now under house arrest. Should we be worried that A.Q. Khan will make a comeback?
We in the United States don't have a very clear picture of how Pakistan's nuclear arsenal is secured, whether it is in fact secure, and the locations where it's actually being maintained. And so we have some real questions about whether or not Pakistan is doing a good enough job protecting both the materials in its nuclear weapons and the technology that has leaked in the past to other countries like North Korea, like Iran, like Libya. So while we obviously would have concerns of A.Q. Khan, who's already portrayed himself as a national hero, were put back in charge of a major nuclear enterprise, I think that our concerns in Pakistan are broader than just one individual.
John Wolfstahl is a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, an expert on nuclear weapons. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.